Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. Just days after the school shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, the students organized demonstrations for tighter gun laws. On March 24th, cities around the country formed marches in their own communities, and in Washington, D.C., around 800,000 people gathered to march for the changes that they want to see.
The diverse crowd included people of all backgrounds, of all ages, and with different reasons for marching. There were teachers like Mary Springer, who marches for the safety of her students. Claudia Delgadillo has this story.
The students are definitely sad, and when it happened, you know, yes, some of them said that they couldn't come to school because they were worried that someone was going to walk into the school.
What kind of change do you want to see after this?
I am really hoping that we are not thinking about a strategy to exit in case of someone with a gun walking into our schools. You know, it is sad to have that in mind pretty much on a daily basis. So I'm hoping that that fear goes away and that there's a regulation on the guns that are outside.
And then there's Jason Siebel of Franklin, Massachusetts, who used to belong to the National Rifle Association. But since the recent school shootings, he decided to leave.
I joined the NRA as a life member when I was 18, and after what happened at Sandy Hook, I got rid of my membership, and we are not gun owners anymore. My wife's mother was a teacher in Newtown, Connecticut, and while she was not in Sandy Hook, she was in the other elementary school. She spent that day locked in a closet and protecting her students, and she still is pretty broken up about the whole thing. And my views changed. And, you know, you're allowed to pivot. You're allowed to evolve. And I don't want I don't agree anymore with people owning weapons like that.
Veterans also gathered because they believe assault rifles are not for civilian use. Barbara Satansky is ex-Air Force.
I'm really impressed with the students who have stood up and the power that they are accumulating, and I'm excited that maybe really there's an opportunity now to really take down the NRA and take away their power and to try and get some changes done. I don't know why it's different for the students, but it is. You know, they were angry and they stood up right away and said, this is wrong, we're going to change it. And it's just, I just love this movement. I don't know. I'm just excited about it and I want to be a part of it.
For Sheila and Bob of Philadelphia, this isn't their first march on Washington. This time, they're here because their family has been affected by school shootings. However, it seems that no matter how much they march, they haven't seen much progress.
My nephew was at Virginia Tech, and one of his teachers was killed. And my daughter was in a high school where a student came in with an AR-15 and shot up a hallway and then killed himself in the school. So it's although we haven't lost anyone, it's still very personal to us because it does have a profound ripple effect on other families as well. It's hard at my age to be optimistic about seeing change on gun control after everything that's happened.
And would you say, is that why you come out to march?
No, I would have been here anyway. I mean, you know, it's more of a motivation, but I would have been here anyway. This just, to me, it's the gun laws at this point are just insanity.
Washington, D.C. frequently witnesses marches, but for Daniel Hyder, who's lived there his whole life, he had never participated in a march until now.
I've lived in Washington my whole life, and I've never really felt compelled to really march for something. And this is something that I think anybody no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, somebody who likes to, you know, shoot guns recreationally or not, this is something that everybody needs to be in favor of. You know, I mean, I like to, you know, shoot clay pigeons and, you know, for fun and do, you know, trap shooting, but I'm not in favor of automatic weapons being able to be sold to anybody, and let alone, you know, a teenager.
While people from around the country traveled to support the students in Washington, D.C., the students themselves were there to share their stories of what happened that day. Brian Herrera is 17 years old and a student at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
We walked out for the fire drill, and then the kids in the front of my class saw him and immediately ran inside, and everyone got in the closet, and then we heard the gunshots. And then we waited in silence for around 4 or 5 hours, and then the SWAT team rescued us.
Did it feel like a normal school day going after that, or how did the teachers react, like, giving their class?
Absolutely not. It's still not normal. Teachers don't know what to do. They admit it. They tell us there's no plan. There's no for things like this. They're trying to do their best job too, because they're obviously devastated. So it's never going to be the same.
With him was his friend Ray Cornell, who is also 17.
So I actually heard gunshots, but it didn't sound like, it wasn't that loud. So it felt like fireworks to me. And then I just didn't wrap my head around that it was at where school was getting shot up. So it was very surreal.
And he lost someone close to him that day.
And my wrestling coach, Coach Hickson, was one of the person killed in the shooting. I was very close to him because I spent most of my time at the school with him every day after school and all weekends.
He explains how school is now for him.
Our school just seems like a prison now. We have to go to school with clear backpacks. We have like helicopters monitoring us. You hear walkie-talkies everywhere. You have to get checked by tons of like guards just to even go anywhere in the school. And it doesn't seem like a school anymore.
Now, after the shooting, they're doing anything they can to prevent this from happening again.
Earlier, we were talking to senators and congressmen. We went to a student summit at Capitol Hill. And we talked to them, and basically all of this is just, you know, trying to make our voices heard and just doing everything we can to make a change.
I hope to wake up our politicians so they see that we are here and we are ready to make a change. And if they don't accept that, we'll vote them out. And we have so much energy. We're young. We're not old. We'll keep fighting until we get what we want.
Lake Effect's Claudia Delgadillo filed that story from the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C.